All right, the second to last day of Front Page here on WWIBNWIB.com. We wrap it up tomorrow, but one more day of 2 hours of live local talk from Stewards of Sound Incorporated. And in fact, later on, we'll have our last visit with our most frequent guest on Front Page over the years, James Herson. Booked him as an author years ago, and then, I don't know, hit it off well enough. He was willing to do a weekly segment, and the Left Coast Report, a political look at Hollywood. That's what they used to title, I think, something that he did for Newsmax, Newsmax.com, and then he's been with us ever since. And so I imagine we'll talk a little bit of the presidential campaign with him, which is Election Day, 10 weeks from today, 70 days from today. And also say our goodbyes, our so longs, our see you laters. Plus, also later, Gerald Fenske, the Fenske family and Teens Acting for God, putting on the movie Dramatic Effect. They've been filming that throughout the summer. We'll get the latest scoop from him on that tail end of the hour. Plus, after 11 on WOGO, longtime Chippewa Falls dentist Jim Haley. He had a real scare recently with a tractor. He survived it. He got taken by helicopter to the Twin Cities and treated at a hospital that I believe his daughter used to work at. And he's going to unpack that story. And apparently it's not his first scare or brush with death, if you will. And I'm not being overdramatic. And so Jim Haley, and he's going to tell us about this and other stories, and also be able to get into it. He is quite the enthusiast for Ken Ham, who started the Creation Museum, and more recently this replica of Noah's Ark. And we'll talk with him about that as well, time permitting. In the next hour after 11 on FM 103.1, AM 680, and WOGO.com. But we begin this first half hour trying to think, boy, how do you schedule your final shows here on the radio when you've had the opportunity to do this like I have for over 24 years? And it seemed fitting. I thought about having my wife and kids with me maybe the last day, but we're going to save that for tomorrow for goodbyes, mine to you and you to me. If you're interested, by email, markatwib.com, or by calling tomorrow at 723-2555 or 1-800-657-4769. And we've also talked today to a very special guest. I'm just going to say, Matt Selvig, the Gordy's Guru, who we had a chance to co-host a morning show for more than 7 years. So he's going to be in tomorrow as well, following Captain Energy, Dr. Drew. But my wife, Peggy, and our four kids, Evelyn, Dawson, Grace, and Elena, are all here 4 days before we fly out of the cities for 9 months in Liberia, West Africa. And also Shadow Settle, who is so significant in our involvement with Teamwork Africa. Is office manager, is that the title you go by, or what's the most recent title? You're wearing a lot of titles these days, right? Bookkeeper, too. So
yeah, I do a lot, but office manager would definitely be the main one.
All right, good. I want to make sure to cover that. All right, so good morning to my wife, Peggy.
Good morning.
All right. How are you doing?
I am honestly, you're so big on authenticity on the show. So I am feeling quite overwhelmed at the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to Saturday afternoon when we find our seats on the airplane and everything that's here is finished. Mm-hmm. One way or another, we'll be on our way.
Yeah. So opposites attract. And in one of the many ways that my wife and I are opposites, I probably like things that I'm used to and comfortable with, and I'm not resistant to the word easy, but you're drawn to doing hard things, and this is one of them.
I really, really don't like being bored, and I am rarely bored because I like to try to do hard things. I'm like, I wonder if I can do that, and then I try it, and I find out whether we can.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, I already know I can do this, so let's just keep doing it. So anyhow, that's the difference, but okay. I think I said to you yesterday as we were moving along in the process of this and tying up the many loose ends, a lot of the furniture out of the house that we sold and closed on Friday, I'm like, I would never be doing this without you, but I'm glad to be doing it with you. So 4 days from today, we fly out of the city. And again, a little bit of backstory on this. I mean, this was a growing, you've been to Liberia 11 times, myself, 4. People know, I think, many of them, the Teamwork Africa story, so we won't get into that, but it wasn't right away when you certainly loved Liberia right from the get-go, but there was this growing desire that you would leave your heart there, right? That you didn't feel full, complete, unless you were there.
Yeah, I absolutely love being in Liberia. I love being with the people there. I love the culture there. I love the lack of stress that I feel there, the lack of urgency. It's much more laid back and easygoing and it's more relational. And I really like that about Liberia.
Mm-hmm. And so what will we be doing there?
My main job with Teamwork Africa is to work in the office in administration. One of the things that's happening is as Teamwork Africa is getting bigger, we have more staff on the U.S. side and on the Liberia side, but I'm still the funnel of information. So the Liberia information comes to me and then I get it to the people who need to get it on the U.S. side. And that's just becoming more and more difficult. So I'll be working with our Liberian staff members to help train them and teach them how to communicate better with their American counterparts so that the information goes back and forth much more quickly. And that'll help a lot on the U.S. side to be able to really tell people current detailed information about the work that we're doing in Liberia.
What will the rest of us be doing there?
Well, just lay back, kick back, enjoy the beach, I think. Eat some pineapples and mangoes. The kids are all going to be homeschooled, but still kind of part of Great King Academy. So the school is right there on our campus where the house is that we'll be living. And so they'll set up their desks in my office, and we'll have a teacher assistant who will help them with their schoolwork when I'm not in the office. But they'll be going to school there. Evelyn has a wonderful dream of what she would like to do in Liberia.
Yeah, well, let her tell us about that. Evelyn, what's your dream? What do you want to do in Liberia?
I am planning to start a dance company called Phoenix Dance Company, Beauty Rising. And it'll be meeting after school. And I'm really excited about it.
And some wonderful WWIB listeners, the Seversons, said the other day that they were willing to donate an air conditioner. You got a big smile about that.
Yeah, that was really amazing because I thought I was going to have to raise $1,000 to buy one, and then they just donated one.
Again, my apology amidst all the busyness of yesterday. I know I did get an email from Connie. You told me to text you, and I didn't get that done. So I'm not sure where we're at with that. I have to go back and check the email in terms of dropping the air conditioner off. So I don't know if we completely missed that yesterday or if it's still possible today. Hopefully it's still possible today. So, yeah, if I'm going to be in good stead with my daughter, Evelyn, it better still be possible today, or I'll come up to Rice Lake and get it. But in the meantime, all right. And so, Peggy, because you're more involved in this, so like my job in terms of what do you see me doing in Africa?
Well, you, as people who know you know well, you have a passion for sharing the gospel and telling people about how much Jesus loves them. And so I'm really excited that you will be able to help train other pastors who will also train pastors on how to help pastors become better pastors. Mm-hmm. Wow, my words are great today. We are going to be setting up 4 training centers in 4 of the districts where we've done a lot of water projects. And each one of those training centers, the pastors in that area, in that community who want more training can come on Saturdays for a 1-year course on to become, you know, to be trained in being pastors. So each of those training centers will have 2 leaders who will teach the material. And then each week, those 8 leaders, the 2 from each of the 4 training centers will come to Monrovia. And Mark, you're going to be working with them and going over the training material for them to be teaching to their group of people the next day.
And again, I really appreciated a prayer from Pastor John Van Gorkum of Calvary. He came in and prayed with me last week because he wasn't going to be able to be here for the open house on Friday. And he just talked about, Lord, I lift up the things that they're planning to do, but also the things they have no idea about that they'll end up doing. Because who knows, right? I mean, and that's a big part of it is going with the flow. And you just never know exactly what can and will happen.
Yeah, we have a loose idea of what we think we might be doing, but we're pretty sure that what our actual day-to-day activities will be shaped by the needs when we get there.
So I want to give some time in the next segment to hear from people and also for Shadow to have a chance to talk about what's going on this end and ways you can get involved. And she's got a wonderful organic chocolate fundraiser that she's going to be spearheading here, I think, to try to raise money regarding the medical center. And so we're going to get to that, I promise. But this is a scary element because we've got children. Evelyn's 16, Dawson's 15, Grace is 13, Elena's 11. What they might say, I have no idea. And we're not censoring them. We're giving them access to the microphone on 100,000-watt WWIB with live streaming at WIB.com and translators in Wausau, La Crosse, and Marshfield. So we hope what they say is good, but really, we don't know. So, Dawson, you're next in line age-wise. So there's the microphone. Lean in.
Hello.
Good morning. You were just on here recently promoting the play that you were in, Guinevere. Yeah. So how did that turn out?
It was really fun.
Yeah. And you did a good job with Evelyn that day talking about it. So, all right, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, how do you feel about moving to Africa for 9 months?
I mean, it's hard to talk about because I've never been there. I'm one of the few in my family who haven't.
You and Elena.
Yeah. But I don't know. It'll be an experience. And I feel like I can only say things that are obvious, like, oh, it'll be an adventure, and I'm nervous and scared. I don't know what to do. Just wait until we get there.
Sure. You've heard, you've talked with Michael a couple of times. You've seen a lot of pictures. What I say to people about it is that you guys have, you kids have heard about Liberia, you know, so much for so long. Your mom's gone there. I mean, it's been a part of your growing up, a part of your life, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, speaking of Michael, that is by far the thing I'm most excited about doing in Africa, seeing him and just
getting to know him. Yeah. He's 11 going on 12 in November, and you've never shared a room with anybody, but we've got our designs on the two of you doing that is pretty quickly. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to finally get to meet this kid that I feel like I've known for so long, and yet I've never gotten to meet him.
You know, your mom and I really, that Kumaka is another young man who's, I guess, a little bit younger than you. He's wanted to meet you for a long time, too. He's about 13, I think I heard Peggy say the other day. So I believe you and him will hit it off, but we'll see. Again, somebody told me just yesterday, Carol Stewart, Crossroads Church had donated their church pews to a Liberian church that's in Moorhead, Minnesota. And some of them had come here to say thank you, and they were at a Crossroads service, and they were at the Stewart's home, Terry Stewart, our station manager. And Carol mentioned to me that she told him about our family doing this, and one of the Liberians said that the people of Liberia are simple and kind, I think she said. And she said that somewhat nostalgically. And so I think that's a pretty good description, don't you?
Yeah, that's I would agree with that.
Somehow we didn't get you on mic there, but okay.
I would agree with that.
That's better. Okay. All right, thank you, Dawson. And Grace and Elena, I want to give you a chance here. And then later, anything you want to ask folks in the next segment, 723-2555, 1-800-657-4769. Evelyn, sir, we might as well go back to you. I'm sorry. We did at least briefly hear from you with the dance studio. But when people ask, how about your kids? And I've heard that question a lot of times. I say, Evelyn's the most excited. And you're the oldest, and so that helps. You were there last April. So tell us more about why you're excited besides the fact you're going to start a dance studio.
Well, I'm really excited about the dance studio just because I love dancing and teaching people to dance. And when I was there last May, every night I would be doing some stretches and just like working on my dance skills. And if I didn't, they'd be like, Evelyn, are you going to go dance? We need to watch you dance. So it was just like really fun to have so much support. And, I'm really excited about the climate because I despise winter.
And again, they have two seasons, right? Rainy season, dry season.
Yep, but both of them are hot. And like a lot of the people who I met there, I'm just really excited to go see them again. Obviously, most excited to see Michael and finally just have him be with us and just let him grow in that security that we're not going anywhere. We're not leaving him.
I remember you said, you know, it was a long process for me. I've said, you know, publicly we're leading with power in May. And even as we got in front there, thank you, Keith Tompkins, for that opportunity. And they raised money to put in a new clean water well, $1,500 that would be matched. But even then I said, you know, hey, this is willing. Her name is Peggy. And this is wanting to move there and I'm willing. And that's kind of the way that it's journeyed. I think I've gotten a little bit more excited, though. I mean, along the way, but it's been a much slower go. But along the way, talking with Evelyn, she's just like, you know, I said she would have made a great lawyer and a judge, but she's more interested in being a dance teacher and working with horses. But I said, you were like, your son is there, you know, so she makes such a persuasive case. So thank you, Evelyn. All right, Grace, we want to give you a chance here. Grace is 13 years old. She turned 13 back in July. Also a talented dancer. Hey, Grace.
Hi.
Welcome back to the radio. Grace at times has come with this to me, the station, and pretended she did the Grace Show. So welcome to the Grace Show. So you also were to Liberia last year, and you had a pretty lengthy visit. So give me your perspective on returning there for 9 months.
I'm getting excited, more excited every day. I still have the typical fears of being a teenager and life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just really excited because I get to see everyone that I grew to love while I was there. I get to see them all again. I get to spend time with them, and I get to help them as they help me. And I'm just so excited to get these new relationships with these amazing people. And I don't have a plan, really, for what I really want to do there. I do know that there are these children there that I really want to babysit and nanny.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, I'm just open to whatever God throws my way.
And you're going into eighth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And so Grace is our most strong-willed, proactive leadership child. And you sent over how many boxes, actually, Grace? How many boxes did you pack that are included in the container we're going to send?
Currently, it was 7, and now it's 9.
So there's a lot of things that you're just not going to part with.
Yeah.
Okay. But you were proactive, and you took care of that business. All right. Well, again, you're always welcome. Certainly, I think Evelyn would welcome you assisting her in the dance studio, but that's to be determined, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Grace. All right, and Elena, 11-year-old Elena, is here as well. Elena, you also, like Dawson, have not been to Liberia, so you can be honest. I mean, how are you dealing with this whole thing?
I'm scared.
Yeah. What are you scared about?
I don't know anybody.
Mm-hmm. You're going to love, these are wonderful kids. You're going to love these kids. You're going to have so many friends before you even know it. I'm just telling you. I've been there a few times, so. All right. And you have a lot of good friends here. And Elena's incredibly kind-hearted. I mean, she teaches me how to be a kind-hearted friend and leader and influencer all the time just watching her. So any friends you want to say hi to today?
Hi, Riley, Lexi,
mm-hmm.
and JL.
Yeah, those are your three best friends probably. So, all right. Well, and also Maddie is a very good friend too. So, okay. Anything else you're looking forward to in Liberia? Elena, you don't know because you haven't been there, right? So again, you have been willing to assist Evelyn in the dance studio though, right? You're willing to do that. So, and you've worked with her on that some. All right. So when we come back, we'll take a little bit of a break and we welcome your questions. Anything you want to ask in the next few minutes about the Halversons, Mark Halverson leaving WWIB and WOGO and with my wife Peggy and our four kids departing Saturday for Liberia for 9 months. All questions are welcome. 723-2555, 1-800-657-4769. Email mark@wib.com. Also, we'll find out from Shadow about the organic chocolate fundraiser and ways you can be involved raising funds for Teamwork Africa to help raise support for this medical center.
Listen weekdays for the Car Care Tip of the Day, sponsored by the Eau Claire and Lake Halley Auto Value Stores, where they encourage you to be car care aware.
Hi, it's Bill at Home Spun Tours in Rice Lake with our semi-annual cash back offer. Hey, who else gives you cash when you travel besides Dad? Just Home Spun. Up to 6% of your tour cost in cash at departure. Book any January, February, March bus tour by September 16th. Make your $100 per person deposit, and we'll give you the cash. Call Home Spun Tours in Rice Lake for the details. 866-466-7786. And we'll see you on board.
Take a moment to bake someone's day with WWIB and Festival Foods. A good friend, a caring pastor, a loyal coworker. We all know someone who deserves a little recognition and something sweet. Nominate at WIB.com, and every week we'll surprise one person with a dozen made-from-scratch baked goods courtesy of Festival Foods. Go to WWIB.com and bake someone's day.
Back on Front Page, WWIB and WIB.com, welcoming your questions or comments for myself, my wife Peggy, and our four kids, Evelyn, Dawson, Grace, and Elena, as we get ready to head out coming up on Saturday, today and tomorrow, my last 2 days at WIB. And Josh Cole's doing a great job in the morning show, 5:30 to 7, so I get a couple of slots there. Tomorrow we say goodbye from 10 to 11. The final front page, the final frontier, I guess that's kind of from a space movie, right? 2001 Space Odyssey. All right, we got some calls, though, and an email question coming in. Let's start it off with Samantha in Whitehall. So, Samantha, hi, you're on Make sure I got you on the right phone. Samantha, hi, you're on WWIB.
What is the scariest thing for you and your wife going to this mission field and knowing this is what the Lord wants you to do, but yet you're leaving your jobs, your family, friends, everybody behind that you love except for your kids are going with you? What do you fear the most, you and your wife?
All right, Peggy, I'll let you answer first.
I guess, you know, the kids, that things go well for them, that they're, you know, that they don't, there's, we don't have any serious difficulties or trials or, you know, whatever things can happen with children. You know, I guess they're our first priority as we're going over there.
I'd say the kids too. I mean, particularly, I mean, I love Dawson, but I mean, I guess I think about the vulnerability of daughters. And so daughters that are 16, 13, and 11. So protecting them, watching over them, I guess that's the first and the biggest thing that comes to mind.
Okay, well, that's all I had. I was just wondering what, and one more thing, how did you prepare for this trip, and how can others prepare for a trip if they know they're meant to go? How can they prepare as well?
Good question. Peggy?
You know, there's a lot of different ways that people, missionaries, can prepare for going overseas, and I think God leads each of us on a different type of journey. I guess we've just walked one step at a time, and God's brought people into our life who've helped guide and direct us, and you know, just trusting God that He's making a way.
I think reading, I mean, I've seen my wife, she's a pretty avid reader, except when many nights when she's just too weary to read. But I would say that she was inspired. There was a book called Sent, an author we interviewed here, and a woman who her and her husband and her two kids actually traveled to a country. I think it sounded like maybe it was a Muslim country in Asia, and she couldn't be specific about it. But remember that? I mean, dear, that was a book that impacted you a lot.
Yeah, that was a really helpful book. Yep.
Well, thank you for the time to take my call, and I pray that you have a good time on your endeavors.
Thank you, Samantha, for listening and for calling, and we appreciate your prayers. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. 723-2555 in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Any question, fair game, 1-800-657-4769. I'm going to do an email question, and then Shad will bring you in here because we'll have a little bit of an opening. But Jan in Colfax says, is your plan to bring Michael back when you return? So
we have reason to believe that we'll be able to adopt Michael in Liberia domestically once we've had guardianship of him for a couple years. And so we won't be able to bring him back with us after we come back after the first 9 months. It'll probably take another year after that. And that's not for sure because things are always fluid there. But we are very hopeful that we will be able to finally adopt him sometime in the near future.
All right. I'm just going to quick say, and then we'll go to Shadow. And maybe this is kind of interesting because you're going to talk about chocolate, organic chocolate sales. But one of my fears, I guess, you know, different things. It seems like I get attacked in the middle of the night, you know, when it's really dark and then you think of, oh, this or that. And I'll ask Peggy and she'll have, oh, that. And I'm like, even right now, as I'm getting like a slight occasional numbing feeling in one of my teeth here 4 days before we go. And we haven't been to the dentist in a long time. Like, and I'm going to have a dentist on the air next hour, interestingly enough. But like just trying to picture myself going to a Liberian dentist. I mean, it's just like a... wonder how that works exactly. Like, what if you need a root canal in Liberia? Hello?
Are you asking me that?
I'm asking you that because
I'm thinking in my
you're
head.
The knower of all things Liberian.
Not that it does any good now, but I'm thinking in my head, why didn't you go to the dentist any sooner than now? But
yeah, you haven't either, though.
And no, yes, actually, I have. So I
remember when I told you I was talking about scheduling dentist appointments and you were open for
all
both
the kids
of us
and then. I just went last spring.
Great. So. Well, I just haven't. And so I'm going to walk that out. I'll call them today.
We'll pray for your tooth if you have something.
That'll be great. All right, Shadow, let's bring you in here, our Teamwork Africa office manager and bookkeeper. And you have an organic chocolate fundraiser that you have done in the past, and you're looking to expand it out to other churches. Tell us about it.
Right. Well, in October, we're looking at doing a chocolate fundraiser through Equal Exchange, which is the company that does fair trade chocolate, coffee, and tea. Fair trade is a big deal, and we're really excited about Equal Exchange because they hold the same integrity that we do. They want to help farmers, and they want to help people engage in their communities and help the economy there. And so we're very excited about partnering with Equal Exchange. We're going to be doing it the first and the second week in October. So if your church wants to get involved and start selling this amazing chocolate, coffee, or tea, you're definitely welcome to. We receive 40% of the profits, which is insane for this kind of fundraiser.
Hmm. That's outstanding. All right. So how do they get involved? Because everybody likes chocolate, right? So.
Right. Well, if you want to get your church involved, go ahead and send me an email at shadow, S-H-A-D-O-E, at teamworkafrica.org, or you can send an email right through the website and I'll receive it through there. Or if you'd just like to order online, go ahead and also send me an email or send it through the website and I'll be able to receive that as well.
All right. So again, organic chocolate fundraiser. How many churches do you have involved right now?
Right now we have about 6 churches involved.
That's great. And again, with Teamwork Africa, we've been to a lot of different churches to present. Even very recently, it's been a very busy schedule. And so certainly you know who you are if you're a church who's been involved, or maybe you're one who has wanted to be involved, and this is something where you can get involved. It'd be great to see that number grow, you know, double that up to a dozen. When do they need to get a hold of you by?
It really depends on your church's organization skills. If you're really fluid, then go ahead and get a hold of me anytime. But I'd love to know as soon as possible within the next couple of weeks if you're planning on participating, because then I can order more catalogs if we need more.
Terrific. All right. Give us your contact information one more time.
Again, you can go ahead and email me at shadow@teamworkafrica.org. That's S-H-A-D-O-E @teamworkafrica.org. Or you can go ahead and also give me a phone call at 715-271-8608. I'd love to hear from you.
Terrific, Shadow. Thank you for holding down the fort back here, along with our new executive director, Dale McCauley, out of the Quad Cities in Illinois, where he's a pastor and volunteers as well. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, other people, give people one last chance or a message to communicate. If you have a question or comment, you can still sneak it in, 723-2555 right now. I'm seeing a call right now, 1-800-657-4769. Let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Boyceville.
What's your name?
My name is Angie.
All right, Angie, go ahead.
I was wondering if you had any hesitation about the ISIS guys going into the area where you are and raising havoc.
ISIS is not in West Africa. The closest terrorist group to us would be Boko Haram, which is in Nigeria, in northern Nigeria. So there is not a terrorist threat near Liberia where we are. And so and thank you for asking that, because that is a question that we get pretty often. So currently, Liberia has been politically stable for over the last 10 years. So this part of Africa is not where there's rebel activity or militias or jeeps with machine guns or any of that kind of stuff. There's certainly, you know, governmental corruption and, you know, bribery and things like that we'll have to deal with. But as far as any violence, like organized violence, that's not something that we anticipate having to worry about at all.
Well, that's wonderful.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. And also John in Ladysmith. Hi, John.
Hey, Mark. I would like to wish you and your wife and your children, safe and blessed trip over there. I'm going to miss you. I know we sometimes didn't agree on some things, but it was just always nice to listen to you and your point of view, and you've always been fair with the people that called in, and I pray that you'll be a light to the people and they'll be able to see Jesus in you.
I pray that too. Thank you, John.
You bet.
Appreciate it. All right. All right, so giving people a final chance to communicate something, our 13-year-old daughter Grace was most eager as we headed into the break. You had more you wanted to say, Grace.
Yeah, I really like talking.
So honest. I appreciate it. So, all right, Grace, so this is a tough question, but, like, what are you going to miss about America?
Well, recently I have been dancing at First Position Dance Company, and they've really grown very close to me, and I was a part of the Hope Showcase, and I was one of the biggest roles I've ever played in that, and they're performing it again, and I'm not going to be part of it. That's definitely one of the really hard things that I'm going through, and just we also do theater, as a lot of you know, and missing that, my theater family. So missing a lot of the people that I've really grown close to over the past couple years.
Yeah, very well said, Grace. Absolutely. I know they'd be interested in you still being a part, but that's there's sacrifice involved. So final comments, Evelyn, in terms of as you make the move, leaving behind, there was a picture put on Facebook, I think, of you and two of your friends in a prayer circle on Sunday, Kiara and Izzy. And so you leave behind friends, but looking forward to a fresh start in a country that you visited one time before, right?
Yeah, I'll definitely miss a lot of my friends, but I know that it's a lot easier for me than for Dawson or Elena because they don't already know that the people there, but I do, and so I'm not leaving everyone behind. I'm going to some people that I also love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even in the short time you were there, you developed that. All right, so Dawson, who likes me, struggles with, has a lot of talents, but I know has been interested in the tape dispenser, which is near him. And so, Dawson, as you go, we know about what, I guess you can say, I mean, you have a lot of good friends, too, and they're going to miss, but you're going to look to try to stay in touch with them. They're interested in FaceTime or whatever way you can keep in touch, phone calls, whatever, right?
Yeah, I'm going to miss a lot of my friends. That's that and leaving theater, like Grace said, those are two of my biggest regrets about going to Africa. Mm-hmm. But it's the Lord's work, and
yeah.
He takes us where we need to go.
Yeah, we'll see what he has in store. So, Elena, anything? Any last word? I don't know. You're 11 years old. I don't know how much more you have to say, but you ready to do this thing, right? I know there was one particular occasion where you felt like the Lord really spoke to you about this, and that was a pretty momentous time, wasn't it? Yeah. All right, we're not going to get that. All right, and then they are my great broadcast journalism mentor, Henry Lippold, Professor Emeritus from UW Eau Claire, said, kids are the hardest interview, and my own daughter proving it. And so, Peggy?
The hardest thing about going, of course, is saying goodbye to the family and friends that we have here for the kids and for us. And for me, knowing that, you know, in next June when we come back, you know, there will be tears in leaving, too. Like, you know, by the time they leave, they'll have new friends and people who are like family there. So, you know, this is, I think, for all of us to just remember, this isn't our home. And someday, you know, when we enjoy eternity together, we will all be together. The people from here and from Liberia and around the world, those who knew mm-hmm. Jesus and loved him, will all be together then. So right now, our goal, our heart, is just to do what God wants us to do, mm-hmm. to follow him with all that we are, to know him to the depth of our heart, and to trust that he's leading and guiding us, and that he has good things planned for us ahead. So these light and momentary trials are achieving for us a glory that will far outweigh all of it.
Yeah, and I think I would just close that off by saying that even in terms of the many things I enjoy and love about America and living here, and one of them has been for the last 30-plus years, initially part-time and then full-time, working here at Wibwogo Radio, and I'll certainly amplify on this more tomorrow, but just the idea of I could gladly still keep working here, and yet it seems that this is a direction and a leading that the Lord has, and so I've taken some inspiration from Abraham, who was called by God to lay down Isaac. It had to make no sense to him at the time, and I feel like in this particular instance, God has said, I'm not bringing a ram. But nonetheless, who knows what he will bring in terms of opportunities and privileges in Liberia, and we look forward to those. So thank you to everybody. Peggy, Evelyn, Dawson, Grace, Elena, Shadow, thank you so much, and we'll get a podcast of this up at wib.com. And thanks to you listeners for your prayer, your support, and your love.
Every year, thousands of Wisconsin kids enter foster care. That means every year, people like you open their homes to children in need of a loving, supportive family. Children's Hospital of Wisconsin's foster care program is looking for people to join our valued team of foster families. We call them Kid Heroes. Make a difference in your community and in the life of a child. Learn more about becoming a foster parent at chw.org/kidhero or call 715-835-5915.
Do you like the vehicle you're driving in now? If you're looking for a used vehicle that includes two warranties, maintenance, and a Carfax vehicle history report, then check out the certified pre-owned vehicles at Marquardt Motors. Every certified pre-owned vehicle goes through a 172-point inspection by one of Marquardt's certified technicians. Each vehicle is backed by two zero-deductible warranties. This includes a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Not to mention free standard maintenance for 2 years or 24,000 miles. This covers your oil changes, tire rotations, and vehicle inspections. Don't settle for less. Check out Marquardt's wide selection of certified pre-owned Chevy, Buick, and GMCs online. You will find more than 20 photos and a detailed description of each vehicle at MarquardtMotors.com or stop by. We're located off Business 53 between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls.
Bo is a high school football star with a bright future. With the football season at stake, he's caught drinking, putting his team in jeopardy and his family. But the family begins to draw on their faith, and they're reminded that things will work out for the best in the end. During Catch and Match August, for a suggested gift of $40 or more to the ministry, ask for the DVD filmed in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, Catching Faith. Dove rated 12+, faith friendly. Call, go to WWIB.com, write, or stop by the studios.
All right, front page on WWIB and WIB.com, and we're going to get to James Herson, our most frequent guest. And what a good guy and brother in the Lord he's been here over the years. But before that, we've got one more caller. And this is a song. I had some technical difficulties during the interview with my wife and four kids. But the Scott Wesley Brown song, Please Don't Send Me to Africa. So anyhow, that's not. I'm not embodying that. I've embraced it. So anyhow, we'll maybe use that bumper music in the next 20 minutes. In the meantime, before we get to James, real quick, we got a caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, are you still there? All right, lost him. All right, James, you're there, right?
I am.
All right.
Wait, before we start, as a tribute to you and your long-standing service to radio, I brought my chromatic harmonica. Just play a sick.
You are a talented musician, former member of the Temptations. Good job. There was the big applause, though. Way to go. Nice. Thank you so much for that.
Well, you know, you as you know, and I'm sure all of your listeners share, we're very inspired what you and your family have chosen to do, and we'll always be together in heart and in prayer, and, you know, and be motivated by your selfless and generous act.
Well, thank you so much, and I want to thank you. And maybe today we'll leave the politics. Yes, the presidential election's 10 weeks from today. I had maybe thought we'd do a little of that, but I think let's just let this be personal in the few minutes we have. It's just that, you know, it started off, we just wanted to book you, James Herson, as you know, because you were an author and you'd written a book. I think it was Tales from the Left Coast. And so, I don't know, we hit it off and you'd expressed a willingness to do weekly segments and we never let go. I of you or you of us. And you could have. I mean, you do lots of other interviews and national television appearances. You have over the years and writing for Newsmax magazine and website, etc. Your own weekly column at jamesherson.com, on Twitter at the Jim Jams. But it's been a good rapport, good relationship. We've never met in person after all these years.
Yeah, no, we haven't. But, you know, we're connected. We're connected in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so we meet in our prayers is mm-hmm. the way we say it. But, yeah, it's been it's amazing. But, you know, there's been, unfortunately, the news has never been slow. And we have seen in the time that we've been talking really a degradation of the many foundations and principles of the country. And we've now seen things culturally that we would have said were impossible when we first started.
Well, and I think somewhat reminiscent, if I'm remembering, and you've written a couple of books, but it seems to me, certainly we've talked about, Neil Postman was amusing ourselves to death, and that about political discourse in the age of entertainment. And what he wrote in the mid-'80s is probably even truer now, right? I mean, and that's not looking to disparage any particular candidate. It's just kind of a reality of our life and our culture, right?
No, no, it's true. Well, what Neil Postman was railing against was the advent of television, what he saw people sort of going into a trance as they basically shut off their brains in front of the what they called it, the boob tube, if you remember. And in today's world, with the advent of devices and social media and 24-hour cable and on-demand entertainment, Neil Postman's admonitions about the fact that we were essentially moving away from interaction with the real world into an imaginary world is more true than ever. And it's, you know, I think we're seeing part of what Neil Postman talked about. I mean, when we, the people, and we always talk about the left, but it's much broader than just the left, but the people that took over our schools, our entertainment, our news, and our academics have shaped the minds of children who've now grown up into millennials. And they really are in a trance. They really are almost like a hypnotic trance. And the enemies of faith have done is taken away the red pill, using a Matrix analogy, that wakes people from the trance of the world. And the thing that wakes you from the trance of the world is, in fact, the truth about the faith, the truth about the Bible, the truth about the Son of God. But because that is so highly suppressed today, and looked upon with disdain, and the number of believers are falling, there's a great price to be paid. And Neil Postman obviously wasn't writing from a religious point of view, but I think his warnings can be easily looked at within the light of the Bible, when the Bible, especially the New Testament, speaks about the world with the capital W, and the world being something dangerous to entangle yourself in, to be in the world because we're flesh, but not of the world. And clearly, when you look at the entire media, you combine it, television, music, social media, on-demand media, it's the world. And it has, I mean, the last Video Music Awards, I think, show us just, you know, how far we've fallen in terms of what we tolerate.
Now, this was on Sunday night, right? Beyonce and Angels being shot on stage, at least dramatizing being shot on stage in terms of a Black Lives Matter type motif, right?
Well, that was a part of it, absolutely, and that was the political content, but also the debauchery and the constant display of anatomy and the constant gyration and twerking. It's, you know, it's pornography, and it's mainstreamed, and on a free cable channel, MTV, which unfortunately lots of young people watch. So it just shows that. But there's so many signs, and that just means, you know, families, and churches, and prayer, and acts of great virtue like the Halverson family are engaging in are so important in the world. We're supposed to be the light of the world. Mm. But, you know, I happen to notice that an article in one of the publications, mainstream media, a couple of them talking about how satanic worship is on the rise, and there's these satanic organizations who are going on college campuses testing the courts, using the worship of Satan as a way to have equal footing with any other religious group on campus. But at the same time, what they're doing is spreading real Luciferian worship across this country, with the media elite and the political elite cheering it on. This is wonderful. You know, in the name of free speech.
Let me just, I would like to do just a couple of quick hitters with you before we give our parting on-air farewell. And that is one of the things, there's no question, in the many years you've been on, our most frequent guest on Front Page, and we're in your debt, thank you. You become a real, you got a big following here in Western Wisconsin, the WIB listening area. But that is, we differed over Donald Trump. And we had to kind of sort through that. I had to pray my way through it. You know, I had to remind myself of this line that, you know, all right, an interview is not an argument. It's not a debate. And so this is what James believes doesn't mean what I believe. And ultimately, we've settled around it, ultimately. But, you know, even over the weekend where Dwayne Wade, who went to school in Marquette in Wisconsin, his cousin shot in Chicago. And not that long after, when Donald Trump tweeted about that, I mean, it's just like, I just, my question is, and I don't have a problem with him reaching out aggressively into the black community for votes. I think it's great. The fact of the matter is like, is there anybody that can try to speak common sense to him in terms of time and place, though?
Well, obviously, the answer is no, because to a certain extent, I think Kellyanne Conway will have some influence because of her years in the business and that sort of thing. But, you know, he is what he is, and he's going to, that's part of the package that you have, you know, had to wrestle with. Dennis Prager has, and others. And it's just, when you look over it, the other choice, I think, and you look at the policies that he and his team have put together. You know, just to give you an example, it's in the news today. Lindsey Graham, someone that was firmly a never Trumper, has changed and has said, you know, I like what I'm seeing in terms of this policy, and I like what I'm seeing in terms of the newer tone that he's taking. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to Twitter, you know, that's
okay.
And the other thing is, of course, that it brings up an issue. You know, when there's anything involving an African-American now, there seems to be a view that if a person's not African-American, they don't have standing. They're not supposed to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a winning line from Trump, though, on the Colin Kaepernick, and this happened with the Packer game on Friday night when he sat for the national anthem. And here's the headline, Trump on Kaepernick, maybe he should find another country. I think probably a lot of people would agree with him on that.
Colin Kaepernick got engaged to a woman who is a DJ, who is a Black Lives Matter hip-hop gal, and converted to Islam over the summer. And I think his mind's not right, to tell you honestly. I think he's under the influence, so to speak. And I not under the influence of drugs, but he's in love. And because what he did is ultimately just, it's really, really short-sighted and stupid for a guy like him, raised by beautiful white parents, has a $128 million contract, has lived a life of incredible luxury, wealth, and success, and all of a sudden to engage in this and be a distraction. And the rumor is he's going to be cut this week.
I think so. Last question for you politically, we say our parting words, but McCain and Rubio with Republican primaries in Arizona and Florida tonight, will we wake up to them losing?
I think Rubio will win. I haven't looked at the latest McCain polls, but I think probably John McCain squeaks it out.
Yeah.
And I do think, and it's important to note that Trump did endorse both of them. And so, I mean, not that that's going to push him over the top.
Right, right.
But I think what's interesting is in all the major polls this morning, and you can see it in the discomfort of the mainstream media, the polls have tightened.
Yeah.
And there's a Trump bump, and they're forced to report it now. And so the trend is actually, you know, Trump's friend. And I think the election's not in the bag.
A Trump bump. Real quick, we got Brian in Fall Creek. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Mark. Just wanted to call and wish you the best, brother. Look forward to seeing how your life goes here as you and your family head off.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You know, we'll be praying for you. And, just really have appreciated your friendship and what you've done for the community here in the Chippewa Valley for the last 30 years.
You know what? I've loved talking to you many times. And Brian, heads up, the Republican Party 3rd Congressional District, as we wrap up with James Hurston here. I don't know if you had a question or comment for James, but as we wrap up, you know what? I'd love you to be a part of my last show on Wogo tomorrow. So plan for that, okay?
All right. Sounds good,
thanks
brother.
A lot.
Thank you, James, for all you do.
Hey, thank you, Brian. And I agree with Brian, of course.
Yeah.
You know,
Brian
is. You know, and who knows? Someday, radio may call you back.
There you go. You never know. We've got a 9-month commitment after that. Nothing's for sure. Hey, finally, thank you so much from my end, James. I mean, you've been thoughtful, articulate. Other than Trump, it seems like we've agreed on almost everything else. And ultimately, I'm kind of like Brian. Brian and I know we were Rubio guys, but ultimately in the end, Brian was at the convention and he's come around doing what he can as a Republican leader in the 3rd Congressional District and also as a big advocate for Ron Johnson, who was in our neck of the woods in Altoona yesterday. And we bit our new guy, Josh Cole, who's replacing me on Women Wogo. He did a 25-minute interview with Ron Johnson, so you can check that at wogo.com. But James, all I can say, a big, hearty Wisconsin cheesehead thank you to you.
Well, thank you. I'm wearing my virtual cheesehead right now, and I just want to reiterate, you know, I know God's angels will be with you, protecting you and your family, and it's just it's beautiful and inspiring, and I'm just very proud of you and your family.
Thank you, James. Love you, brother.
Love you.
All right, we'll look to keep in touch whatever way we can. All right, you can follow him on Twitter at the Jim Jams. Coming up, Gerald Fenske, the latest on the movie shot this summer by TAG, Teens Acting for God. It's called Dramatic Effect, next on WIP.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Running a business means making every hour of every day count. DCS NetLink offers the solution, the Google Calendar app. With Google Calendar, you can share project calendars among team members, make appointment scheduling easier, and even send invites and manage RSVPs. Plus, you can access it from any web-enabled device. DCS NetLink can even schedule sessions to teach your staff all about it. Get the solution to making every hour count. See DCSNetLink.com.
I'm here in this pew every Sunday and Wednesday. I've standed with many a tear. I've given you years of my service, and I've always given my best. And I've never asked you for anything much. So, Lord, I deserve this request. Please don't send me to Africa. I don't think I've got what it takes. I'm just a man.
All right, don't misconstrue this. I'm not saying get me out of this, God. I'm saying, God, I want to know you better and love you more. All right, embracing his unconditional love first and foremost. 76 degrees, sunshine. Always sunshine when Gerald Fenske's around. One of the most fun guys around. Gerald, welcome back to WIB.
Oh, my goodness. Mark,
oh, yeah.
That is amazing.
No, it's true. And I remember one of the last conversations you and I had a while back at Culver's. You talked about different movie ideas you had. And lo and behold,
yeah.
TAG, Dramatic Effect. Tell us about
it. Yeah, well, hold on a second. My phone's going off. Never mind. It's Steven Spielberg. I'll talk to him okay. later.
2.5 minutes, my friend. So Dramatic Effect, you've shot a lot of it this summer, right?
Yeah, we've shot probably, 90, 95% of it already. We've had some amazing locations, amazing actors and actresses, people coming alongside of us for donations and food and money and different things like that. It's been a real journey.
And Natalia, who we met with the Hope Showcase and First Position Dance Studio, she's been a key part.
Yeah, she's been amazing.
Talented girl.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. She this was one of her bucket list items, and
she's getting it done by the age of 20. That's better than you and I, right?
So, yeah, I don't even have a bucket, so I don't know where to put my list.
Exactly. Can you give us an? I can't pack mine for Africa. What's the movie about?
Dramatic Effect came about because of it kind of evolved because of all the things that we saw that teenagers are going through right now. Mm-hmm. Whether it's cutting, whether it's suicidal thoughts, whether it's divorce, whether it's depression, figuring out who you are, different things like that. And it just kind of, we were trying to think of different ways of finding media outlets on how to really help these kids. And I've wanted to do a movie for a long time, and this was a great media outlet to do it. And so we thought we'd just throw it together, and it's taken on a life of its own.
Now, you're going to finish shooting and then also get to the editing process. But when do you hope to have it available for the public?
MyCon is going to we're going to be in MyCon next spring.
Okay.
And so we're going to be doing the red carpet next spring.
Look forward to that.
Thank you.
That'll be a huge deal. So if people want to learn more how they can get involved or support, what do they do?
They can go to tagskitgroup.com is the tag website. We have a Facebook page for a Dramatic Effect movie. Right. And so
Terrific.
There's a couple of ways.
Gerald, we wish you the best. Wish
thank
it could have
you.
Been longer, but thank you for stopping by.
You bet.